When Noach is born, the Torah says that his birth brings nechama to the entire world. What does that mean? How does one kid bring such consolation to the world? So Rashi points out that when Noach got older, he developed clay machresha. He developed, invented farming tools, and those farming tools made everybody's life easier. Imagine having the tools to make your life so much easier and being blessed with a life of hundreds and hundreds of years. One would think that this gift that God has given to mankind would be something that would be used so productively. It would be something that would drive success, drive more innovation, create a world of spirituality. And yet, in fact, it's the exact opposite. The world tumbles deeper and deeper into the abyss, leading to its ultimate destruction. The Torah is telling us, I think, something incredibly profound. The Torah is telling us that, yes, people are blessed with time, and time is the ultimate gift. But every gift can be used in one of two ways. It can be used, l'tov v'l'ra, can be used for good or for bad. The good would have been using this time to make a difference and make the world a better place. But what did the people do? The people said, I have all this time in my hands. Now I could do what I want. And right after that, we're told that the world all goes l'chamas. That is so sad. It's just a wasted opportunity. I think it's a good message for each and every one of us. What happens when we have time? Sometimes it happens that we have time on our hands. Do we use it well, or do we squander it away? Time is a gift. We have to use it. Have a great day.